Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy.
Yes, Grandpa.
Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Well, hello. This is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today in my non-mobile mobile studio. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear Baby Boomers. Good morning to you. It's morning here while I'm talking to you all, Baby Boomers. I'm sitting in my non-mobile mobile studio. It says mobile when I gotta go somewhere, but not when I'm making a podcast. I'm looking at the dark skies, cause it's a... It ain't no dark 30. It's almost 7 o'clock, but I got some time to make podcasts before I go into the old J-O-B. And I thought, you know what? I am going to make a podcast for my tribe. What is the title of today's podcast? Well, today's title is Wasted Time. You know, I've been considering a lot about the time that I have been spending in my life. This last recent hubbub-a-dubba-dubba-bub and little setback, or I don't know what you call it, a little problem I've been having with the management. I've been reconsidering what I spend my time on, and I found that I have wasted a lot of time doing things that I thought I was doing good for others, and actually that was productive. You know, I did a show before called Are You Rich? I believe. You can look at my show notes. If you want to listen to any of my past episodes, go ahead to the show notes, scroll down, look at the episode titles. They're pretty self-explanatory. Then a little show notes takes a little blurb. And if you want to listen to, you can listen to it on the listening platform that you're on now or of your pleasure, or you can download it. Listen to it later. It's only 10 to 15 minutes long, so you could do that. Not waste time. I hope you won't waste time, or you think you're wasting time when you listen to me. Yeah, I hope you're spending your time wisely and you're enjoying the time that you spend with me. And you can download any of those episodes so that you can listen to later at your convenience. Yeah, and if you want to subscribe, you can subscribe to Bobby the Boomer. And that way, every time a new show comes out, you will get notified and you won't miss a single one, not even one. And if you want to rate me, please do. It's on, I know iTunes work with the 1 to 5 system. 1 is the lowest, 5 is the highest. You give me whatever you think I deserve and I'll be okay with that. So let's go on back to wasted time. How many of us, baby boomers, have spent a whole lot of time doing something we thought was productive and it just didn't work out? Or you spend time, let's say, here's a very recent and a modern day technologically applicable example. How many of y'all got the old smarty pants phones? How many of you got the old laptops, desktops, computers, tablets, and all that stuff? And you start looking at videos, YouTubies, you go to Facebook, whatever, the little reels now. TikTok has reels. Like the movie reels when we was growing up. Remember they'd have the reels at the beginning, news reels? The little teasers of what's going on in the news and how's the war is going and all that stuff before they show the movie. Yeah. So anyhow, these are like entertaining reels. So, you know, you start out saying, I just want to find one that's going to lift me up. I mentioned that yesterday, actually. But I don't spend, I'm going to tell on myself. How many times have you or I looked at something? You're just looking for one. I was looking for a happy dog video where the dog gets adopted and everybody's happy. And then you say, oh, let's look at the next one. Oh, look, there's a dog riding a skateboard. Oh, look, there's a duck following this little kid around in his toy tractor. Oh, look, there's countless wasted time. Yeah, because before you know it, you started out looking at them things. Let's just point at myself here. Started out looking at them things just before bed. You want to go to bed early. I'm going to go to bed early tonight. Going to go to bed at 9 o'clock tonight. And you look at the reel. You say, I'll just look at one reel. Well, before you know it, time is spent. And it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, and you are filled with a lot of funny and enjoyable videos. bills, but your time, purse, or pocketbook, or wallet is empty. Because you spent all your time on something that you didn't need to spend time with. Wasted. Yeah, that's a very good example about how we waste our time when it comes to entertainment. Sometimes I've actually decided I'm going to watch a movie on the weekend. I'm going to watch a movie and I'm going to enjoy my life. Yes, I am. And I'm going to have something fun to do. People have like Netflix and stuff. And I have a Christian-based one called Pure Flix. And so sometimes I'll think, I'm going to just watch a happy movie. I'm going to watch a romance or a comedic or comedy romance, romance comedy, or I'm gonna look at some kind of encouraging, you know, down and out, come to the top kind of movie. Yeah, and I end up spending more time than a movie would be. Some of the movies are between 1.5 hours to 2 hours, and I will spend over 3 hours looking at trailers trying to decide which movie I want to watch. And then I realize I've watched a lot of trailers, but I ain't watched no movie, and I haven't seen the happy ending yet. Wasted time. Have you wasted time, baby boomers? I'm going to tell on myself so you don't feel so bad if you have some similar examples. I'm going to say, you're not alone. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to learn how not to waste time, because I say in my show notes that I have found that I've wasted a lot of time, but no more. No more of that. No. So I'm hoping you'll spend the time with me here listening, and we'll figure out together how we can stop wasting time, because I found I'd come in. One of the reasons I'm sitting here early in the morning making a podcast instead of in the afternoon on the way home from the JOB is because, like I said, I got in trouble for coming in too early. And the reason I came in too early, because I wanted to get a lot of things done. There's a lot of work. We got not enough people and too much work. And I try to be a good Marine, soldier, sailor, a good worker. I always have been. Try to go above and beyond. In fact, it's hypocritical. My boss, just days before wrote me up, called me Superman in front of the whole group. We have these things called huddles, little meetings before we start talking about what's new, the policy du jour, and what you got to do and stuff. The guy calls me Superman in front of everybody and says, well, we know Robert's Superman, but he could use a little help getting all the stuff we pile on him done, so please do that. So he calls me Superman, then he writes me up for getting a lot of things done. So, is that time well spent for me busting my butt, going out of my way, doing other people's work and my work and trying to get the numbers that they pile on, and I work and spend every bit of my time thinking and doing those things instead of being with my family and getting off a little bit early or when I'm supposed to, or staying home when I should be instead of getting up, going in when I shouldn't be, spending time for others? Do you spend time on others? Do you spend time on family? Do you spend time on friends? Do you spend time on things or people that you don't need to spend time? See, here's the thing. It's kind of like money, right? We're talking about, that's why they say spend time. If you spend your time on things that are not productive or not good for you or not going to turn out or give you a return, that's a bad investment, right? And just like money, once you've spent that time, you don't get it back. I've heard people say they watch a movie or something that's really bad, or they go to a meeting that they didn't really want to go to. Somebody's regaling us with their music in their boombox mobile studio. I'm going to try to edit that out, but I got to finish this so I can get on in. I hope they get their favorite song done so I can move along. They're spending their time listening to the boombox when they should be doing something else, maybe. I don't know. Maybe they think that's time well spent. But like I said, like money, once you spend your time, whether it's wisely or unwisely, whether it's productively or wasted, you ain't going to get that time back. Nope, you're not going to get that time back. No, you won't. That's why people watch a movie, a really bad movie, and you go, well, that's 2 hours of my life I can't get back. Or you go to a meeting or you do something that you don't want to do, but you do it because you think I need to spend the time on that. And you end up wasting time. So let's not do that. How do we do that? Well, I think just like when you're buying something, especially now with the economy getting the way it is here in the United States, well, actually around the world, when we go to buy something, sometimes we got to ask ourselves, do I really want to spend whatever it says on the price tag on this here, whatever it is you want to buy? So the same thing goes for spending time. You want to spend your time wisely. so you don't want to waste your time. And I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of sickness-itis. That's another episode you can go back and look at I did recently if you haven't already. Yeah, I'm sick of this, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'm wasting time where I don't need to when I can use my time wisely. So, just like making a budget, I'm going to budget my time. I'm going to look at things before I get involved in doing it, and I'm going to ask myself, and I would ask you or encourage you to do the same. Look at things that you're getting fixing to do, try to figure out how long it's going to take you to do it, and then ask yourself, do I actually want to spend my very valuable time on this instead of, and then you can fill in the blank, spend time with my family, spend time with building a business or chasing after my dream, goal, passion, whatever that may be. So that's what I have for you today. I hope it has encouraged you. I hope it has been helpful to you. I hope you have a good day, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you are listening to this, wherever you are. And I hope you do come back for the next Bobby the Boomer Show. And until then, I will just say goodbye and God bless.